Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. I want to turn today to the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and we're continuing our study on the need of revival. Thus far in our study, I have pointed out to you that the need of revival is manifest in our culture, first of all, by the drug problem that we have. Then second, by the drinking problem that we have. And then thirdly, by the dress problem that we have. And then number four, by the divorce problem that we have. And I spent the broadcast on yesterday reviewing those four things. I want to give you one more, and then we're going to move tomorrow, the Lord willing, to another area of our study. But I want to say to you today that the need of revival is manifest in our culture by the disrespect and disobedient problem that we have. Now, when I say those two words and I put them together, because I do believe they go together, I do not believe you could be disobedient if you did not have disrespect. And if you have disobedience, then you have disrespect. Our country has never seen such a generation of rebellion, disobedience, and disrespect as we're seeing in our day. And of course, all of this goes together. The drug problem, the drinking problem, the dress problem, and the divorce problem all actually fit into the area of disobedience and disrespect. But I want you to notice what the Word of God said in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And I will read the first five verses. The Bible said this, know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Now I realize that these are signs of the last days, and I realize that we're living in the last days, but that does not mean that we cannot see revival, and it does not mean that God is through, and that God is finished with working in his people. Though many will go that route, it does not mean we have to go down that road. But I want to say again, we live in a generation that is plagued by disobedience and by disrespect. I thought as I was preparing to preach today that there is disobedience and disrespect in our homes. I do not have to tell you this, but families in America and around the world are in trouble today more than they've ever been. And I want to say to you today that education is not the answer, though it can have some positive effect. And legislation is not the answer. The answer is revival. And I don't have time to do a full message on each of these. But you know that we're in a generation where there is a loss of disrespect among the average couple. The husband and wife have lost their respect for each other. Many who are still together just survive. They just get along. Some get along for economic reasons, so they can stay in the same building and share the expenses. Some get along because they want their children to have the parents there with them. And those are good things to think about. But I want to say to you today, my friend, that there is the possibility of regaining respect. And there is the possibility of overcoming disobedience to God and to the God-given authority that God places in the home. You say, what is that, preacher? That is revival. And not only, my friend, is there disrespect in the partner-companion relationship, but there's also disrespect in the parent-children relationship. Now, I live in the same society that you live in. I go to basically the same stores that you go to, and I see children pitching a fit just as you see them. I see parents who do not know how to train their children and who have not trained them, and now then they are reaping the fruit of their sowing. But I want to say to you, friend, the greatest need in the home to overcome disrespect and disobedience is revival meeting. But not only is there rebellion in the home against the parents and against the partners, but there is disobedience and there is disrespect in the public world. The average citizen has no respect for the laws of the land and for those whom are in authority over us. But I want to say to you, God set up the order, and we are to honor those who are in authority. We're to pray for them. And if we do not respect them personally, we are to respect the position that they hold. And so there is disobedience. There is disrespect in the home, and there is disobedience and disrespect out in the heathen world. And then I want to say to you, number three, there is disobedience and disrespect in the house of God. And oh, my friend, there are so many things that I want to mention here, and I hope you listen carefully and let God speak to your heart. Let me just say to you, first of all, that the major problem of disrespect in the house of God is disrespect for God himself. Now you say, Brother Ballou, we would not disrespect God in the house of God. Well, let me just share some things with you, and then you give the answer to your own self. I want to say to you, first of all, when we disrespect the word of God, then we disrespect God. You know, I'm amazed as I travel week after week, preach the word of God, and I live in the same society that you live in, but I am amazed at how many people have no respect to the word of God as far as the church relationship is concerned. What I'm saying to you, they have an attitude as if to say, preacher, I know what the Bible says, but I just don't see it that way. Or I'm going to go my way and do my thing. And they have no respect whatsoever for the authority of the word of God. Then I'd say to you, they have no respect for the house of God itself. It is amazing at what is worn as far as clothes are concerned to the house of God. And then it is amazing at the activity that goes on in the house of God. Instead of worshiping and honoring God, We have developed programs and we allow things to happen that do not respect our God. There is much music being played today and songs sung in our churches that do not honor God. There are many programs promoted in our churches today that have no respect of God. And my friend, there are so many activities that are geared to please the flesh instead of honoring and worshiping our God. If we could see things as God sees them, I wonder how many messages on this Lord's Day will be a God-honoring message. I wonder how many songs that will be sung will be a God-honoring song. And on I could go. And of course, in many churches today, there is no respect for the Word of God. They take all of the modern perversions and use them on an equal basis as the Word of God itself. But I want to tell you, friend, God will have the last word. You may not respect God now, but God will have His day. And then it will not be you doing the choosing, but it will be God doing the judging. And you will suffer the consequences of your choosing. But I want to say thirdly, not only there's disrespect in the home, and there's disrespect in the house of God, but there is disrespect out in the heathen world. And my friend, there are just so many places, everywhere you go, you see disrespect for the God-given authority. Now you say, preacher, what is the answer? I want to tell you the answer to our culture and its drug problem, its drinking problem, its dress problem, its divorce problem, its disrespect problem and disobedient problem. The answer is revival. And friend, God said in His word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Oh, that we as the people of God would fall on our faces before God in prayer and repent of our sins. We can still see revival in these days. So the need of revival is manifest first in our culture. The Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow, we're going to look at the need of revival manifest in our churches. I hope you'll join us. Father, honor your word. Bless your people. Revive us again. Oh God, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.